Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go. You know that feeling when your to-do list looks like a rogue's gallery of stress, and every notification feels like a tiny alarm bell going off? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to surrender to the chaos. Today, we're diving into finding calm in the midst of all that swirling craziness, because trust me, it's possible. Even amidst deadlines, traffic jams, and endless emails, there are ways to tap into that inner oasis of peace. First off, remember that you're not alone in this. We live in a world designed to keep us on edge, constantly bombarded with information and demands. It's like we're all running on a hamster wheel, and sometimes the only way out is to simply stop. And that brings me to my first takeaway. Take intentional breaks. I'm not talking about scrolling through social media for the 100th time, though. Let's be real, that can be tempting. I mean actual, dedicated moments of stillness. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, maybe even step outside and feel the sun on your face. These mini vacations throughout your day can make a world of difference. Now I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Laura. But hear me out. Start small. Even 5 minutes of dedicated, quiet time can be incredibly impactful. Find a spot that feels calming. Maybe it's a cozy corner in your home, a park bench, or even just the space behind closed doors. Whatever works for you. The second key takeaway is to practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds often wander into worryville? Like, what if this goes wrong? Did I remember to? It's exhausting. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention back to the present moment. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple practice can ground you and help quiet those pesky inner critics. There are tons of great mindfulness apps out there that can guide you through meditations or breathing exercises if you're feeling a little lost. Number 3. Limit the news and social media consumption. I get it, staying informed is important, but constantly being bombarded with negative headlines can be seriously draining. It's like drinking coffee all day, a quick buzz at first, but then a crash later on. Try setting specific times for checking news and social media, and outside of those windows, focus on other things that bring you joy. Speaking of joy, number 4 is to make time for things that truly light you up. What are your passions? What activities make you lose track of time? Whether it's reading, painting, hiking, or simply enjoying a good cup of tea, prioritize these activities. They're essential for recharging your batteries and keeping your spirits high. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously. You are not superhuman. You will have days where you feel overwhelmed, stressed, and maybe even a little bit like a complete mess. That's okay. Remember that self-compassion is key. Forgive yourself for any missteps and focus on taking things one step at a time. You know, I was having this conversation with my friend Sarah the other day. She's a total rockstar entrepreneur, juggling a million projects at once. But even she admits to feeling overwhelmed sometimes. We were talking about how easy it is to get caught up in a whirlwind of life and lose sight of our own well-being. She shared this really cool story about how she started taking 5-minute brain breaks throughout her day, just stepping away from her desk to do some deep breathing exercises or listen to her calming playlist. She said that even those tiny moments of stillness helped her feel more centered and focused. And honestly, it's such a simple yet powerful reminder that we don't need grand gestures to find calm sometimes. The smallest changes can make the biggest difference. So remember, take those intentional breaks, practice mindfulness, limit your exposure to negativity, make time for joy, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. These aren't just words, they are powerful tools to navigate life's chaos and find that inner peace we all crave. Don't forget to hit subscribe and share this episode with anyone who could use a little dose of calm in their lives. We'll catch you tomorrow for another quick dose of Let That Stuff Go. Until then, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.